It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.
Consequence Podcast Network. Hey, welcome to another edition of Kyle Meredith with... It's the interview series presented by WFPK at WFPK.org. Consequence and the Consequence Podcast Network. Thanks as always for making your way here for checking out the episode. Hit that subscribe button, of course, so you can keep up with all the interviews that we put out every single week, doing every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. It's 3 a week, just like this, to keep you up to date on your favorite artists and discover some new ones as well. You can grab us anywhere you get podcasts from. Spotify, Apple Podcast, NPR, WFPK.org, Consequence, YouTube for the video versions, or anywhere you get your podcast from, you can subscribe to Kyle Meredith with. Of course, don't forget to give the series a rating, leave a review while you're at it. We've had some fantastic guests on, as usual. Rob Halford of Judas Priest was here. Dave Navarro of Jane's Addiction. Jacob Bertram, you know him as Hawk in Cobra Kai, out now on Netflix. Nikki Robert Plant of Led Zeppelin. Dave Mustaine of Megadeth. Paul Feig, who directed Jackpot on Prime Video, starring John Cena and Awkwafina. We had Randy Blythe of Lamb of God. David Duchovny, Weird Al Yankovic, Samantha Morton, the cast of Women of Blue, Adam Duritz, Reggie Watts, just an example of what you get when you subscribe to the Kyle Meredith With podcast. And that's me, Kyle Meredith. And today I am so excited because we're talking with the cast of the new Apple TV series, Bad Monkey. Bad Monkey. It tells a story of Andrew Yancey, played by Vince Vaughn, a one-time detective demoted to restaurant inspector in Southern Florida. A severed arm found by a tourist out fishing pulls Yancey into the world of greed and corruption that decimates the land and environment in both Florida and the Bahamas. And yes, there's a monkey. We're going to be talking today with showrunner Bill Lawrence, who, by the way, Bill Lawrence, legend. Scrubs, Cougar Town, Ted Lasso, Shrinking, just to name the ones off the top of my head. He's back as the showrunner, executive producer, and writer on this one. We're also talking with Meredith Hagner, Charlotte Lawrence. Charlotte is Bill's daughter in her first starring role. Natalie Martinez is here, and Ronald Pete, who plays Neville in the show. So let's jump into this as we talk Bad Monkey, out now on Apple TV+. It's Kyle Meredith with the stars of Bad Monkey.
Hi, Kyle. How you doing?
Hello.
Kyle, you got a good wall behind you, man. I always love looking at that stuff.
I like your posters. I love prints. I like your vibe. I love Bowie. I love you. Shall we marry?
Thank you very much. I should also bring up this little Tom Petty thing here because I'm definitely going to be asking about that here.
Dude, you're going to be the first one that lets me talk about, I'm a psycho. If you want to talk about Tom after this, I will. Okay, you can just get my publicist name.
I watched all 10 episodes and I immediately wanted to watch all 10 episodes of this again, by the
way.
Oh,
it's awesome.
You've done it again, but that's the thing, right? So we've got this great situation happening and Vince Vaughn's doing his thing. But then I started hearing all these Tom Petty covers by all these amazing people out there. Vedder's doing it. Nathaniel Rateliff, you've got Charlotte doing it. I want to ask though, how did that happen? Why Tom Petty and how did that come about?
You're a rock star, man. So look, music has driven a ton of my shows. You know, Scrubs back in the day was this reciprocal relationship that we would pop bands, you know, or we'd get a young band on there with a huge fan base and their audience would come to us, or our audience would go to them. It was awesome. I don't have any background in music. I've been dragged there kicking and screaming by my wife, who's a music supervisor, and by my daughter, who ended up being a musician. But the one thing that we all connected on was, even my daughter, my favorite artist since I was a kid was Tom Petty. A lot of people don't know this, but every Cougar Town episode was titled after a Tom Petty song. You can go back and look. And because it took place in Florida, my family's from Florida. Tom Petty is iconic there, much like Carl Hiaasen. And so that mix on this show, we're like, Florida's a character. Hiaasen is a Florida icon. Tom Petty's a Florida icon. And I'm like, it should be Petty's music. And I wonder if we could get Tony Von Purview, is one of my music supervisors with Krista. So I wonder if we can get great artists to cover Tom's stuff. And the one thing I can tell you is he is probably there's others, I'm sure, but he's one of those artists that any artist you go to will either say, I was influenced by Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, or I was a fan. And so then we can go to Jason Isbell or Sharon Van Etten or Weezer, you know, and you say, will you do a cover of Tom Petty? Yes, it was so fun. I've never released an album before. We're definitely going to release a soundtrack album of this, man, and eventually try to figure out a way we can get some of these folks to play live somewhere. It's so cool.
Well, I tell you, there was never a celebration after Tom's passing, and I've bothered Mike and Benmon about it a lot. So I would love for you to maybe be the thing that makes that happen.
And it would be so fun. We got to know his daughter because we wanted to make sure she was supportive of this, you know, and played all the covers for her, and she dug them. You know, she had different favorite. Everybody has a different favorite, which is part of the fun.
Yeah, and Charlotte sounded great doing Wildflowers. Maybe, arguably, Tom Petty's greatest creation. It's hard. Always.
You know,
hard
by the way, is such a guy that grew up with the pop music of the 80s. I always used to say in those discussions in the writers room, I'm like, American Girl is the greatest pop rock song of all time because the lyrics are poetry and it's still kind of a pop rock song.
Based on
promises, man. What a great line.
Are you a big Petty fan?
Who's not a big Petty fan?
I know. That's true. That's a litmus test.
That's right. Like that's the one. Like we can all agree, right? It's Tom Petty. Everybody agrees. Everybody loves.
I feel the same way about Christopher Guest movies.
Right. You know, I was going to get to this later, but you know, that's one of the big parts for me. I should say this is such a great series. Mm-hmm. I haven't stopped thinking about it. Watched the 10 episodes. One immediately watching again. But those songs on top of it, and Charlotte, you got to do maybe Tom's greatest accomplishment with Wildflowers.
Thank
what's the story
you.
There?
What'd you say? Sorry.
What's the story there? Like, did you get to pick that one?
No, actually, I have forever been a fan of Tom Petty's. He's my dad's favorite artist, so I grew up with in a very big Tom Petty household. And I remember when I was told that they were doing a Tom Petty, you know, cover soundtrack for this show, I got overly excited and literally begged to be a part of it in any way, shape, or form. And they came to me and were like, honestly, we want, you know, a soft female voice for Wildflowers if you'd be down. And I was like, yes, it's the best one. Fuck yes, I would love to. And I got to do it. And I love that you noticed that. It's honestly one of my favorite things I've ever done. I love the song so deeply. I have such a crazy connection to it. And we got to record it in such a fun way. I did it with my friend Marshall Vohr, who's an incredible musician and producer. And we recorded it live with Harrison Whitford, a guitarist, and Cat Matthews, a pianist. And we were all in the room and recorded it live. And it's just like, has just such a magical meaning to me. I never kind of worked like that before. So yeah, it was really fun to do. Sorry for the long-winded answer.
No, I loved it. I love the performance. It was definitely noticeable. You know, while we're talking music, the ZZ Top thing, which I do that all the time. And here, is that in the script?
It is not in the script. We do stuff like that in the aftermath a lot. And in this one, the coolest thing for us is when we go to the actors or the characters or different writers. And that was from a writer's ringtone that just tickled me every time his phone rang. So I'm like, that should be Vince's too. Plus, by the way, it fits with the character. It fits with the vibe. It fits with the time, you know?
Yeah. And now it's in my head every single time.
I'm right? Sorry.
No, it's the best thing, right? Like my wife's got MGMT as her ringtone. She's had it for like 15 years.
There you go. And
somehow I don't hate it. You know,
by the way, you know what it is though? It's like, it's one of those things. It's cool at first and then it's annoying for the next 100 times, but then it comes back to cool again.
And we'll be right back right after this.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Check engine light on. Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free and provides a report with solutions based on over 650 million vehicle scans verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we can recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Welcome back. It's Kyle Meredith with the cast of Bad Monkey. Meredith, I'll switch it over to you. This is one of my favorite. You say villains? You could go toe to toe with the Joker, I think. What's going on here?
I just start sobbing. I'm like, oh, thank you.
Desperately smart.
Thank you.
And batshit crazy at the same time. What's it like for you playing sort of, it almost feels like a dual character.
God bless you. You're an angel. That made me feel so good. We're actors need reinforcement.
We run on compliments.
I got them all day.
You know what? It's like, yeah, it's so in the writing. The scripts were so good. Every day felt like a Make-A-Wish experience because it doesn't, I mean, it, not to sound like, you know, I've been in this business for 47 years of Hollywood, but like, you know, these roles actually do not come around all the time. And so I knew it was a gift. I knew I worked really hard in my prep of my homework aspect of it. But the reality was the scripts were really good. The writing was fucking rock solid. So, I just, there was so much there. Like episode 104, we get a lot of Eve's backstory, which I kept kind of fighting for imbuing. Like there was a line I pitched at some point of like, she came from really like, just, I don't want to go back from where I came from. I wanted to allude that like trauma and abuse and this idea that like sociopaths can be helped along the way by bad experiences. So I had fun. And then also thinking about like how some of the worst people in the world are the most charming. And I enjoyed playing with that kind of, but it was all in the writing, but thank you.
And for it to be a comedy and scary at the same time, I mean, that's not easy. And you
no,
do it.
Oh, it's what I want to do. It's like
the writing is phenomenal, but Meredith is selling herself
thank
short.
You. I'm not nobody selling myself short. I think
Eve, she is one of the most phenomenal actresses ever and is my personal
that's
favorite
very
to
sweet.
Watch.
So is she. Thank you.
Continue your answer.
Yeah, I agree. Charlotte, on your side, I mean, you're jumping in the deep end now. Like, what was that experience to be on this set? You grew up around it, but this has got to be different to a point.
Oh my gosh. I did grow up around it, which was such a weird, incredible childhood, but I never grew up, you know, properly in front of the camera like this. And I always loved musical theater as a kid. I was always going out for all the plays and getting like third tier, you know, second tree roles because I was just a shy little weirdo.
Just a shy supermodel.
Just a shy little weirdo, if you can tell. But yeah, I loved it so much. I felt like I keep saying I wish I did this sooner because as a kid, you know, you want to rebel against your parents. So growing up on set and in their world, I was like, I want to do something completely different from them. I'm only going to focus on music. Like, I will never act. Like, fuck you, blah. And obviously, I love it so much. It's in my genes. And I had the best experience ever. I felt like, I don't know, it's a newfound dream. I don't want to sound pretentious and say like, ooh, it's what I'm meant to do. But I do think in a way, alongside music, it's what I want to be able to do forever. And I really did, yeah, dive into the deep
She's
end.
She's really good.
Steph, thank you. But I feel really grateful for the opportunity that was given to me, obviously, with my parents being who they are and the size of this show, which is immaculate with the fucking cast that it has. Like it's a dream come true. I still can't believe that I'm like even just sitting here doing this press. As Meredith said, I also feel like a Make-A-Wish kid on such an insane level.
The two of us were like, we would go on set and be like,
we love you, thank you. Like dying over it.
Ronald,
you know, Neville's he's a really fascinating character too. The more I watched him, I thought, how is it that he seems so nice and yet seems to have pissed everyone off? Like, how did you want to play this guy? Because it feels like there's a story that we pick up and you start to feel like these people are really pulling for him. Yeah. They're just angry that maybe he's not pulling for himself. Is that maybe accurate?
I think that's absolutely accurate. And like, for better or for worse, I kind of know what that's like, you know, where everyone is such an advocate for you. And they're like, can you advocate for yourself too a little bit more? And I hope that resonates with people. I think maybe everyone has somebody like that in their life or has an element of that inside of them that they're working on. And it was really a gift to be able to explore the truth of that with Neville while we were shooting.
Yeah. There's a line, maybe it's in the production notes, I was trying to remember, but what it says, philosophical men who don't quite fit their lives. I think it was talking about Neville and Vince's character too, but to kind of find Neville in there, like that is, you find out as you go along, like, I'm not saying he's smarter than what he's letting on, because I think that intelligence is always there, but something isn't quite, the puzzle piece isn't snapped in with him.
I guess. Yeah. And he's not, I mean, this is too easy to call him like a lost boy, but I think he's part of the lost tribe, the kind of the in-between tribe. And you see like his sister kind of calling him on that, and Donnie, his love interest, calling him on that, and like a lot of people who are like, we want you to be as great as you can be. Please do the work.
And we'll be right back right after this. Welcome back. It's Kyle Meredith with the cast of Bad Monkey. And Natalie,
It's a different lane for you, this type of comedy. Is that right? Like, what was this experience for you?
I mean, look, for it being my first comedy, I'm in a show with Vince Vaughn going head to head with one of the kings of comedy and Bill Lawrence. I mean, it was a dream job. It definitely was a dream job.
Yeah, what did you have to adapt? I mean, this type of comedy, if you've never done it, like, not everybody can do comedy, but it looks very, very natural on you.
Thank you. I appreciate that. That's a great compliment. So I love it. I did have to, at first going into it, I was a little nervous because it's like, it is a different pace. It's a different speed. But one of the things I love and why I'm such a big fan of Bill Lawrence is that it's kind of my comedic tone. Like this is my sense of humor. A little bit's a little dark. It's kind of on the nose, where it's uncomfortably on the nose. And I love that kind of stuff. So it actually worked out great and it was pretty easy. And I love too that in some scenes, when I was definitely having a moment, I had Vince. He was such a great scene partner and he was so helpful and collaborative. And I told him, I'm like, listen, if you see something, if you think I can do something better, like, shoot, let me know. And he did. And I'm like, getting lessons from one of the greats. So it was really like the best first like comedy experience I could have ever asked for.
And for him to be such a legend at improv, and that style that everybody knows from him, like when you're standing opposite of that, do you keep up? Can you keep up with it? Like, how long can he go
I think I
unchecked?
did. I think I could keep up a little bit, but I mean, again, keeping up is, it definitely was a task at hand. And it's really brilliant to see how his mind works because he's really like, you'll say one word and he'll take that word and just run with it, And it's just really funny and amazing how quick he is. But I learned a lot. And then once I kind of got his tone, it's kind of just like, it's a friendly banter is what it is. So you just got to play tennis with him.
Oh, Ronald,
you are opposite Vince Vaughn in plenty of this, and for him to be so known for the off the cuff, the improv and everything. What is that experience like to work across from someone like that? And are you able to keep up?
I kind of pride myself on whittling life down to moment bite-sized pieces, or else I would completely be an anxious wreck. So I didn't really get into my head about the lore of Vince Vaughn. I was like, this is my scene partner. Let's be in front of them right now as Neville and be open and be present and play the truth of the thing. And obviously, there was another part of myself being like, this is so cool and this is so wild. But I think that my path through it was just moment by moment, breath by breath. Oh, that was funny. And then rather than, spiraling out and thinking about wedding crashes and like, this is really happening. And so I, to be honest, probably watching it was when I really saw like, oh, that's what happened. Like, that was so cool. 'Cause while I was in it, I was in the reality of it rather than thinking of how cool and unique a
Yeah.
situation it was.
How did you find the voice? Is that just did you go with a coach?
I did. There was a coach that helped us a little bit. I'm from the Bahamas. I'm from Nassau. I was born and raised there. The voice, the accent, dialect that I use for Neville isn't my Bahamian, isn't my authentic Bahamian, and isn't really like indicative of people in my immediate family, but is indicative of people I know. And so I went to some recordings of like extended family. And I tried to make it as honest as I could.
And then Natalie,
you get to go sort of back home, right? I mean, you're from the area where this is. I've heard you talk a little bit about like being able to use your own accents or the accent. Is like I would think on one side that would make things easier, but also it might make it harder if you're trying to find a character.
No, it actually made it, at least for me, it made it easy. It was really kind of an honor to be able to play someone that is like me, especially being first generation born in the States. I feel like there's this kind of identification that we have where we feel, you know, just as Latin as someone born, let's say, for example, I'm Cuban, so born in Cuba, but we were raised by Cuban parents. So we have the same culture. We grew up eating the same food. We grew up listening to the music. You know, all of our culture is embedded into us, but we're American, you know, and I can speak perfect English or somewhat perfect English. And I can also speak Spanish, but I don't have the accent, you know, so it's, there's this like, there's a group of us out here where, you know, we want to be represented too. And I loved being able to bring that to this role. And Miami is a very unique place. I mean, we say things and the way we talk, the accents that we have, that it's very unique to South Florida, especially Miami. And I loved being able to bring that. The, you know, my sister also brought that into the role. Like everybody, a lot of the people who we had in my family were locals as well. So it was just beautiful to be able to show that side of South Florida with my, you know, Cuban American generation and be able to portray that.
Well, I'll say on that language, most Americans can't speak proper English either, myself included. So you're in it.
I'll wrap up stuck in the middle of both, you know, I'm like not great at Spanish. I'm not great at English, but in the middle, you know, we figure it out.
That's it. When you've got a severed arm on set, are you told like, don't play with the arm, or there's got to be some hijinks involved here?
Oh no, we play with the arm. it's kind of like, it's a lot of, it's just fun. If you ever love texture, things like that, like any of the Play-Doh or, you know, it's kind of like a big shiny button where like, you just can't help it, but to push it or touch it, you know? So that definitely happened. They did such a great job with it because it looked really, really great. And, you know, my character being a coroner, I definitely got to play with it a lot more.
Well, I'll wrap up with this one because I've got to ask, I'm sure everyone does. Though I'll say it this way, when you're reading the script, when you're auditioning, at what point do you realize you have to work with a monkey?
Pretty much as soon as I started reading the script, I think like the first scene that that Neville's in, there's the monkey. And so I thought, okay, if I get this project, that's going to be part of it. There's going to be an accent. There's going to be a monkey. There's going to be Vince Vaughn. There's going to be Bill Lawrence. There's going to be Miami. There's going to be a lot of stuff going on. And all that stuff happened, and it was pretty incredible.
This series is so good. Thank you all for taking the time.
That was such a thoughtful interview.
You're awesome.
Thank you for actually watching and being lovely.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And thanks to my guest. Also, thanks to you for checking out the episode in the series. Before you get out of here, hit that subscribe button. Again, you get 3 brand new interviews every single week. New one every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. At right here on YouTube, or of course anywhere in podcast land, including iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Podchaser, NPR, or WFPK.org as well. A great way to keep up with your favorite artists and discover new ones as well. Then after that, actually head over to WFPK.org. That's where I do a show Monday through Friday, 6 p.m. Eastern. It's an hour full of song premieres, music news, anniversary spins, bonus interviews. In fact, one of my recent shows featured some classics and favorites from Kirstie McCall, The Beatles, Dusty Springfield, The Linda Lindas, The Walkabouts, Squeeze, Nina Simone, Sarah McLachlan, Ben Folds 5, Cardinal, Modern English, J.S. Undara, Jason Isbell, Higham, Portugal the Man, Bright Eyes, Lady Blackbird, The Pogues, Supreme Beings of Leisure, and my interview with Minnie Driver, who's starring in The Serpent Queen on Stars. Just an example of what you can hear when you tune in weeknights, 6 p.m. Eastern at WFPK.org. Consequence has your music and film news. You can also find me on the social media spots. All 3 of them, the address is at Kyle Meredith. Do hope you like and follow along. That does it for another edition. I'm Kyle Meredith. I'll see you next time.
Consequence Podcast Network.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.
Owning a boat comes with a number of perks, like being able to say, ahoy, or land ho, and not feel weird about it. So here's another perk. GEICO's boat insurance offers access to the largest towing fleet on the water. And with specialist support from agents that are as passionate about boating as you are, there's so much value that you'll want to say, shiver me timbers, and not feel weird about that either. Get more with GEICO.